There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here on the radio waves. So bring up whatever you want. We still have to talk about this Jesus being a socialist thing. I guess that was the very beginning of the show. I said I guess because I actually wasn't here for it. I was at a board meeting, and Conan and Mark, thank you for holding down the fort. Appreciate that.
The board meeting makes it sound so official.
It was. It's an official board meeting of the Cheshire TV board.
There wasn't a big mahogany desk or cigars being smoked or...
You shouldn't smoke... We actually had this board meeting in the studio, so you generally wouldn't want to smoke cigars in a TV studio. It's not good to have smoke penetrating your electronic equipment.
No, it's bad news.
Make it die sooner when you do those sorts of things. So, yeah, definitely keep smoking out of electronics. Studios. Anyway, our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So Jesus, we'll come back to him here in a moment. And it is Ian, Conan, and Mark in the studio with you. Let's go first to start things out to the phones and the fun. Ernest is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Ernest.
Yes, sir. Well, Jesus definitely would not have been a socialist. Because when you read the Bible, God's an equal opportunist. He said, whosoever will, let him come. God has no respect of persons. And when it comes down to work, he said if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And the sleep of a laboring man is sleep.
And if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Yeah, that would definitely not be a socialist
thing. Does not sound like a socialist statement.
What side of the Bible were those from? That sounds Old Testament to me.
well, that's New Testament. That was one of the writings of Paul.
Okay,
if a man doesn't work, he should not eat.
Because usually the New Testament is a little more, it's not as fire and brimstone, and there's not as much as we're going to, you know, from the sweat of your brow and all that. It's all about love your neighbor, and so it's a much, much more uplifting.
Well, that's because people, they preach a conceptualized gospel. They go in there and get a couple of scriptures, and they preach the concept. They don't preach the totality of what it says. Hmm. You have to preach the totality of what it says. And another example, when Jesus was on the earth, there was a group of people that were following him. He said because they followed him for many days and had not eaten, he had compassion on them. But here's what happened. He took a young man there who had 3 fishes and 2 loaves, and he took it, he blessed it, and he multiplied it, and he fed a whole group of 5,000 people. But when you read further, you see this. He said they left off following him because the only reason they followed him was for the fishes and the loaves. And Jesus never performed another miracle for that group.
Hmm.
The reason being is because their motive changed. They were not following him for the inspiration that was in his mouth. They only followed him because now we think we can get a free lunch from him forever.
So what you're saying is Jesus pulled a Bernie Sanders.
Well, for an instant.
For an instant. And then he decided, you know what? Nope, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
Jesus figured out pretty quickly, just like everybody does, that socialism doesn't work.
It's easier on an individual basis. People keep believing that socialism can work, Mark. They'll say things like, oh, well, Venezuela is not doing it right. Mm. You just need to have me in charge.
You just need to get the corporate fat cats out of control of government. And once you get that, once the control goes back to the people, Ian, then it'll be all roses and good stuff.
So
kitty cats is what I was looking for.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with a socialist about their views, but I will argue with them if they decide to say that Jesus was a socialist. There's just no evidence that Jesus advocated for state ownership of the means of production. There's no evidence that Jesus advocated for forced wealth redistribution. Forced wealth redistribution is going to require force, right? And you're going to
force.
Yeah, you're going to have force of arms, and Jesus is never going to do that.
That doesn't sound like something the Prince of Peace would actually. Do. No. But there are a lot of people who are confused, Mark. I mean, there are...
Well, that's because Jesus advocated for the poor, and certainly if your concerns are for the poor, you have some similar concerns as to what Jesus has, but this is not the same thing.
Well, like a lot of the Quakers or the Unitarians, they believe they're for peace, but at the same time, they also support the state. And so they don't see the contradiction.
No, they do not.
So, hey, thanks, Ernest. Great thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I would like to formally apologize to a certain radio station out in Columbus, Ohio, or wherever.
No, what is the point of calling a nationally syndicated talk radio show to apologize to a radio station in Ohio?
I just want to apologize for my actions, for what I did to them to piss them off. I just want to call up and apologize to...
But why wouldn't you call and apologize to the station, or to call and apologize to the disc jockey or whoever it was that you upset?
Because there is no phone. There is no phone number for the station, you know? So
is this an internet radio station or an actual broadcast radio station? Why don't you send them an email then and apologize?
I've tried, whatever, so I figured maybe if I call up Free Talk Live and do it on the air, he would, you know.
Well, it is.
What are you hoping to get out of this apology? It sounds like you're maneuvering for something. What are you maneuvering for?
Well, all I want to do is I want to get back on Scott's good side, and I'm hoping that maybe he's listening, and then maybe he can unblock me from his chat, unblock from the station so I can listen again, you know.
You want to get unblocked from the chat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the station that you've called about before that actually took the step of blocking you from their streaming server. They blocked Dave's IP address to where he can't even listen to the station anymore. They have, if he makes a request of this radio station server, it will bounce back as unavailable because he has been completely blocked. Like,
well,
you know,
well, why would they do that, Ian?
Why
were you blocked? I'm curious.
Because, you know, some guy named Mook H or Mike H, he entered the chat room, he said something about me, and it pissed me off, and I started, you know...
He didn't call you a pedophile, did he?
No, but like a Mook H...
He didn't call you a leech, did he?
All I want is for Bob and the Black Boots to unblock me from this radio station so I can listen to his midnight...
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I'm glad that you wanted to apologize, and we know that this guy actually listens because he curiously calls the show immediately after you do the last two times that you've called. And
I'm calling conspiracy, man. This is very strange.
It really is. And so why, you know, you would feel the need to not contact them via email, or you said you tried that, but that didn't work?
Yeah, I tried, you know, I've emailed and whatever. All I want is, I want to be...
Can you read the email? Can you read the contents of the email that you sent?
Yeah, I can read it, but, like, I'm on the phone.
Tell you
right
what,
now.
While you pull up that email, can you put your girlfriend on the phone? Because you called Chris Cantwell's show last week when I was on Radical Agenda, and you mentioned you dropped the information that you happen to now have a girlfriend, and that's great news. I'm really glad to hear that. I mean, there's you know, it's something that can ground a man to have a girlfriend in a lot of ways.
It's good for his welfare.
So, yeah. And I guess, Dave, you know, tell me a little bit about the girlfriend. Is she there? Can we talk to her?
She's not here right now, but all I want is for Bob and the Black Boots to accept
my apology. What's her name? What's your girlfriend's name?
I want Bob and the Black Boots to apologize.
Is it Bob?
Apology so that he can unblock me from the radio station, and I want Gina to accept my apology, you know.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's a nice gesture. You know, I don't know if I've heard Dave apologize for anything before.
Yeah, I'm from down south, and we've got words for folks like David. Dave, I believe they call him idiot down there.
That's not very nice.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard idiot?
I have, but
it's
not that often.
It's a southern colloquialism for idiot.
I heard a lot of jabroni.
I don't know what that is.
That's something that The Rock says, and I always thought that it was something my dad made up. And
I never heard either of those.
You never heard idiot or jabroni?
No.
I don't know anything about jabroni either.
I mean, I heard jabroni when The Rock said it, but I never heard it as like a thing in the south.
Oh, I was one my whole life.
You were a jabroni.
Every time I got in trouble. But
so there you go.
No, so yeah, so he must really like that radio station, and he's going
current.
to these extremes to make peace with this disc jockey. It must be a good.
He wouldn't. There's a bunch of people that can listen to that. Everybody can listen to that radio station except Dave, because those people don't start out as an a-hole to begin with, right? Like Dave's default.
Right.
Way of being is a-hole. And then...
He doesn't seem to know another way.
Right. That's so true. He wouldn't have to go on national radio and attempt to his last-ditch resort to be able to listen to this station that he wants to listen to so badly. Which, I mean, like, there's a bunch of other stations out there that he could listen to, but he wants to listen to this one because
you know,
he's being told he can't.
If Dave had Pro XPN, he could listen to that radio station.
Yeah, he could.
He could go to the library and listen to it on his laptop.
Could do it that way. ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, Dave, and then you can, every time you get, they'd have to keep banning you, because every time you connect to ProXPN, you get different IP addresses, and you can also use different servers. And they'll never stop you then, Dave. All right, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about Jesus coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Is he a socialist, an anarchist, or what?
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's free time. Talk Live. You, of course, can join us here live on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so you may Skype on into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Have you yet gone to saveatpurse.com and begun the process of getting to the point where you can save 20 to 25% off of your purchases at Amazon? Maybe even more. These headphones I'm wearing, I saved 29% off the already incredibly low Amazon price. You can save big time. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. So get started right now at saveatpurse.com. Whether or not you've got the Bitcoin yet, you can go and get started and learn how it works there. It's very, very simple. And then when you're ready to get Bitcoin, we can tell you how to do that a little bit later as well. So saveatpurse.com if you want to save 20, 25%, maybe even more on your Amazon purchases. If you've ever been to Amazon, you already know they've got great prices. So imagine saving another 25% off of those. Saveatpurse.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Aaron is on the line via Skype. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Conan.
Hey.
I was listening the other night about the save Wi-Fi, and Mark didn't seem to think he needed to worry about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem with the save Wi-Fi thing is that, you know, we've had a couple guys call in about it over the last few days, and obviously to the techno geek community, this is a big deal. But it's hard to really explain, especially for a techno geek, it's hard to explain to a layperson why this is so important. And I don't think that they have done a good job at that. I mean, I've done my best to try to explain it to Mark as well, and I think the last caller, I think you kind of got it, Mark, to some extent.
I think I got it then.
I did actually go to savewifi.org, and I did do what they had suggested to do there and contact the FCC. But, Aaron, if you want to take a crack at explaining in simple-to-understand terms briefly, because we don't have time for a full detailed
symposium
on why it's important to have the consumer to have access to the firmware of the operating, the firmware behind their router. If you could make that explanation brief and understandable, that'd be great.
I don't care so much about the why you need to have access to that, but why does the government need to have access to that? They seem to be putting this into place because they want to control those devices somehow.
Well, I know my phone goes off the hook at least every week or so with the Amber Alerts here in the area or flash floods. So I know what they're going to say. They're going to say we need, because no one has cell phones anymore, they all have Wi-Fi, we need to have access to the Wi-Fi so that we can get the emergency broadcast out there quicker than quick, just like that, so everyone's up to date on the
they could.
What's going on out there.
They'll give lots of reasons as to why. And most people say, oh, well, they're watching internet traffic or they're watching cell phone usage because they want to catch criminals, and I'm not a criminal. And maybe you can say, well, maybe you don't know what law you're breaking. But when it comes down to it, the real value is not just in that, but to the government, it's in the stuff that you'll never know about. The demographic data that they collect, that they tried to collect with the census data, and they try to collect through door-to-door knocking or any forms that you fill out at the government, they want this demographic data to gerrymander districts to try and figure out where they can get certain people elected. And you're just handing them the data of where you go to the doctor, what you shop for, what political affiliations you have, web searches, everything that goes through your router can be accessed by these people and collected in bulk and statistically analyzed to decide what campaigns to run where and all kinds of things in order to keep themselves in power.
Well, who's gonna get in power besides them?
That's a good point. It's more, I guess, about them defeating someone else who you're probably not going to be satisfied with either. The people in power keeping other people who want power, who are probably no better than the ones in power.
You know, if they're not going to do all this data collection, who is? Google? I mean, they already are, aren't they? So, I mean, yeah, there's always going to be some powerful corporation out there who uses this data to their advantage, whether it's to sell you new things or to figure out, like you said, if the government's going to do it so they can gerrymander. That makes perfect sense to me. Google's going to use it so they know what ads to send you so they can make more money off their ads.
So you want people to go to savewifi.org and follow the instructions there, Aaron?
No, I mean, I don't care.
You don't care?
I think Pro XPN is more valuable.
Well, if you don't care, why are you calling about it?
Oh, I just want people to bring up the motivation behind it. I think that...
The motivation behind the government trying to control devices like this?
Yeah, every law that the government tries to pass like this, there's a reason they're trying to do it. Think about why they're trying to do it. And don't just think about, oh, they're trying to catch criminals because they're paragons of virtue. Hmm. Think about the selfish interest behind it as well. And then you might start to see why you want to be concerned about it.
Well, that's a good idea.
But you're not concerned about it?
No, I'll always find a way around it.
Well, that's what I was asking the guy who called the other night, Hassan. You know, like, well, won't the techno nerds figure out a way around whatever the hell it is they put into place? I mean, I trust in the geeks, but he gave me this, you know, explanation of some sort of cryptography that would prevent anybody from modifying their firmware on their routers and such. But I guess that's a bridge to be crossed when we come to it. I did go ahead and take the time to go to savewifi.org, and I jumped through the hoops and I submitted a public comment to the FCC. Not that I really think it's going to matter in the long run, but, you know, it did only take
enough
a moment.
Negative public comments, the FCC would make a big difference. People don't comment on their things.
There you go. Save Wi-Fi. Thanks. Hey, Aaron, before I let you go, you actually went to the latest, I think it was the most recent Keenvention, right, last year?
Yes.
How was it?
It was awesome. it was a fabulous opportunity to get to shake your hand and to meet some of the people that I only hear about. And I did some cop blocking. I did some Robin Hooding. I got some hands-on with some real activism that me and my son both enjoyed. My son, man, his mind was blown by that. He got some real experience with police for the first time. He'd never seen a police officer arrest somebody until Keenvention.
Oh, yeah, because you guys went down to the college neighborhood.
Yeah, and that made a real big impression on him. He never, he had been indoctrinated within the public school system, and to see when the rubber hit the road, what it looked like to see someone get arrested for being drunk because they were too young. And it really helped him to understand the violence of the state.
Cool. So you would recommend others attend Keenvention if they can?
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Aaron, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate the call tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. And if you want to go to Keenvention 2015, the third annual Keenvention, it's coming up. We are literally 2 months away from Keenvention 2015. It is a great event. It's very intimate. It's easy to meet the names that you hear so often here on Free Talk Live. Lots of great folks from LRN.FM are going to be there presenting panels, doing keynote speeches. There's all kinds of fun things to attend, like Conan threw a bonfire last year, and there's the Hallowkeen dance party. We'll be talking about all kinds of different activism. It's a New Hampshire activist-thrown, activist-focused convention. You can go for just $60 for the entire weekend, which is pretty awesome for a convention price tag. So go and learn more at Keenvention.info. Keenvention.info, actually, now you can sign up and receive emails every time the site gets new blog posts on it, which
That's
is pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so Keenvention.info, more Free Talk Live coming up.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Extend your life with ExpandoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whatever you want to discuss goes here. And with you in the studio tonight, you do have Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about an alternative to health insurance.
Yeah, Liberty Health Share. For my family, this has been really the solution to Obamacare. I think last year you had to pay $900 if you filed taxes and didn't have Obamacare or some kind of insurance. Well, this year I believe that number is going to double, and
whoa,
it can be, and it's just going to get higher and higher as time goes by. Well,
such is the nature of the parasite, Mark.
Health shares have been around for a very long time, and they are completely within the, you know, completely acceptable under the Affordable Care Act. And I joined one, Liberty Health Share, and it is, they cover, you choose your own doctor, you choose your own hospital, you live out your values in healthcare. You can join the movement and change healthcare for good, libertyhealthshare.org, and the number's 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you pay for your insurance, it is worth going there. I think the costs for us were just a little over half of what we were quoted. So 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org.
So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Conan, you wanted to comment on this Jesus thing. Y'all started the show out with a discussion over, somebody was claiming Jesus was a socialist or something. Not you guys, but somebody somewhere.
There are a lot of internet pictures with messages on them, memes, that are proclaiming the idea that Sanders might have said Jesus was a socialist.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a response to that, of course. And, I looked it up. I couldn't find it anywhere. It looks like one of his supporters might have said this.
So you're saying you could not find evidence that Bernie Sanders made that claim?
Right. And I don't think he ever will make that claim because that'll put him in hot water.
It'd be dumb.
But if one of his supporters wants to say that, then, hey, I'll go with it. Or Bernie will say, I will go with that. But the idea that Jesus is a socialist, if you want socialism, look at Venezuela right now.
And Jesus
would not have ever given any proclamations that was the way to do business, that you farmers need to give up your food to the state so that the state can redistribute it among all the poor people. He would never said that. Now turn the cheek, go and help your poor brother out, do everything you can, all your money to the poor. He might have said that, but he wouldn't have said, hey, Caesar, give all your money to Caesar so that Caesar can redistribute your wealth to the poor. Never would have said that. In fact, there's a great passage that we started on. Mark has his interpretation. I have mine, where I believe that it really proclaims Jesus is an anarchist.
And that's render under Caesar what is Caesar's?
Correct. And then the second passage is give unto God what is God's. But you're right. The passage is brought to this is brought to Jesus by the Pharisees. They're trying to catch him in the act because they know he's probably going to say something like, no, don't pay your taxes. Don't pay your tribute to Caesar. And if they can get him saying that, they can have him crucified right there in the moment. All they got to do is go back and tell, hey, Caesar, this is what he said.
I think this was the Sadducees that were trying to get him to say that. There's the
Pharisees in this passage. I'm not sure what the difference between them are.
Basically, the Sadducees were Roman supported. They were the high priest and his cronies. The Pharisees were generally just community teachers.
Well, the first thing he says to these guys is, hey, look, bring me a denarii. And they brought him out one. By the way, Jesus didn't have one on him. And he says, all right, whose picture is on the coin? And like, well, it's Caesar's. And he's like, all right, well, render unto Caesar what is his and render unto God what is his. And so, all right, honest, patriotic American taxpayer will see that passage. And what's he going to think?
He's going to pay taxes.
He's like, well, Jesus just said you need to pay taxes. But that's not what he said. First of all, he didn't say yes or no. So he kept it up in the air, first of all.
He asked whose picture was on it, and Caesar's picture's on it. That's really irrelevant. When I have a $1 bill, George Washington's picture's on it. His estate isn't coming after me for his dollar, and the federal government doesn't own that dollar. I do. And so when Jesus tells me to render under the federal government what is the federal government's, I'm happy to do that, but this dollar bill isn't theirs.
Mm-hmm. I think they would claim it is theirs.
Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve would say that, yeah, you can't put your stamp all over Hamilton's face, Ian.
Sure,
because you're defacing the $10 bill, and now it can't be, you're defacing it.
You've only defaced it if you actually obscure to the point where you can't identify the serial number.
Well, now, if I put my stamp on it and Mark puts his stamp on it, how many more stamps is it going to take?
Let's find out.
We will deface the crap out of it.
So I have filed taxes. I worked with an organization called the International Barter Exchange in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
And that organization says, because the rules are that you've got to claim on your taxes anything that goes through this organization. So at no point was I doing cash business with them, but I was taxed on the value that I got from the International Barter Exchange. So,
but if you hadn't sent in voluntarily the amount of business you did with them, would the IRS ever have known?
I didn't send it in. They sent it in.
Oh, they did.
They do that business.
Oh.
But the point I'm trying to make is that the federal government doesn't care what picture is on the dollar bill. They want whatever exchange of value is going on out there. If your bitcoins, which have never turned into dollars, go up in value, then they expect you to pay them on that. They don't care whose picture is on the dollar bill, Ian. They care how much value has been created.
Let's go to the phones. We continue talking about Jesus here. We got Andy in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, I got a little issue with this Jesus person. First of all, the Bible is written by man. Man is fallible. And our history is written by man. And as you can see, if you've ever been in school or college or whatnot, history is not what it is made up to be. If you research it, you find out that what you're learning as history is not really history. And basically, the Bible is just a history book. There's nothing in the Old Testament that says anything about Jesus coming in the New Testament. And the New Testament was probably added afterwards. All I'm saying is that I think the Bible was a manipulative tool.
I agree. It was a very nice, flowery, a manipulative tool that the people in power used to keep the rabble in check, especially the Old Testament, by the way. The Old Testament was a way for the elders to control the judges and the elders to control the rabble who believed in everything. They were multiple gods floating around during those times, and one of the gods brought the sun out, and one brought the moon out, and they had all kinds of weird ideas.
Exactly, and there's a lot of indications that the Son of God was the actual sun.
There is a lot of evidence.
The sun warmed the waters so the fish could live. The sun also ripened the grapes so that the wine could be made. And the wheat could be harvested and stuff. And so we're saying this guy brought, bread and fish and wine to all the people who were poor and stuff. Well, the Son of God, the sun, that big illuminated object in the sky, that was the Son of God. And the ancient people worshiped the sun, and like you said, the other people worshiped the moon. And when Saturn was closer to our world, some people worshiped Saturn. And in fact, a lot of the people say that the idiots running our country right now, they still worship Saturn because of their little robes and stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff I could go into. But the whole point is that who are we to even think that history is what it is? We weren't there to see it. And so we have to believe all these people who wrote this stuff down and this whole faith thing and stuff. And then let's look at the first commandment. There shall be no God before me. And many of these Christian churches put Jesus before God, or they put him equally. And I don't think God intended there shall be no God before me. I don't think he intended that you should put somebody equal with me either.
And Jesus prayed, giving evidence that Jesus sort of wasn't God, right?
I don't think he was God's son, to be honest with you.
As much God's son as I am.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Muslims would say that he was a prophet, that Jesus was one of the...
I don't really care what the Muslims say either.
...of prophets. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Andy. I appreciate hearing from you.
Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
Hmm. All right. Well, I had a religion, and I don't...
Religion's different than a faith-based belief system.
Okay. We can talk about that.
Religion's established.
855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. Coming up, is the FCC giving up on pirate radio? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be very nice.
It would be very nice.
We've got a good dozen or so stations here in the area that could get filled up real quick.
Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We got Michael. He is in Ohio. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I just wanted to say I'm already missing Derek J as a co-host on the show.
Me too.
Yeah, I wish he was still on there.
Did he say he had any plans for doing another show in his area, his new area?
Derek is going to continue doing his shows, Flaming Freedom, on Thursday nights. He'll continue doing Cop Block Radio on Wednesday nights, and those are both you can listen
well,
to those.
Sounds like he's still here with us, actually.
Yeah. You can listen to those on LRN.fm, and he's still doing Freedom Fiends on late Sunday night, early Monday morning. So, yes, he is continuing his radio career for everybody who wants to continue listening to Derek J. Derek J. Freeman.
Good. The other thing I wanted to bring up was, I think last week or so, you guys were talking about kissing your children on the lips. And I have to say, I'm on the same side with Mark. And it's not really, it's mostly up to what my daughter, what she's comfortable with. Like, I'm not going to force her to kiss me on the lips. Like when I have my daughter in front of me and I'm looking at her and she comes up to kiss me and she puts her lips out to kiss me, I'm not going to be like, no, sorry, let me kiss you on the cheek, daughter, move out of the way. I mean, it's just completely natural for me when I have her. I understand it sounds completely weird and not natural.
Yeah, it's not an American thing.
It's sad that
I'm American. That's what you were referring to as Mark.
Yeah, I think that we brought in an article, and I think that this is it's interesting because it sounds bad, right? Like you're having to defend this, but the idea that you have to defend affection to your children shows just how messed up people's views of affection are.
Well, it was Derek Jane who was super uncomfortable with it. It was weird. It's weird to me because I wasn't raised that way. I wouldn't say it's bad or anything like that.
Well, there seem to be three different camps. Yes, you should kiss your children on the lips. No, you shouldn't kiss your children on the lips. And the you should stop kissing at a certain age on the lips. And
I don't think it would be – it's whatever the child is comfortable with. So if my child comes up to me and she wants to kiss me on the lips, and I'm not going to turn that away. I mean, whatever she wants to do, I'm going to make her feel comfortable in her home and what she's comfortable with. So, I mean, I don't want to turn her away for that. I want her to feel comfortable in my house.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. One real quick, if you don't mind. I wanted to bring up, I don't know if anybody's brought it up on the show. I may have missed it. Was the agent that was on Ross Ulbricht recently has that stole the money, the Bitcoin from him, pretty much had admitted to guilt to stealing that money. And I just don't understand why. I mean, he's already been put into jail. He's already been said, you know, no parole, you know, no chance for parole. So he has no other options, pretty much. Like, the guy stole from the case that obviously took all his...
And probably manipulated other evidence as well.
Right, yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
The motive is all you know, tainted at that point. So, I mean, I just...
Yeah, you're referring to the Ross Ulbricht case. Ross is the man who's in prison now for the rest of his life for running the Silk Road, an underground marketplace where all kinds of drugs and other things of interest were sold, sort of a black market, basically. And Ross was the first person to really be targeted for this, and they made it a so-called example out of him and sentenced him to life in prison with no possibility of parole. And now it turns out that... And they knew this during the trial, but the defense was prohibited from bringing it up. Now it turns out that there were at least two of the federal agents who were involved, one Secret Service agent, another a DEA agent, who were basically completely corrupt. They were stealing money from the government, actually. Well, they were stealing Ross's money that the government had confiscated.
And they were giving evidence against Ulbricht during trial.
I don't know if they were both called, but
I just don't see how
they were integral in taking him down. They one of them actually had administrative access to the Silk Road, the website, and he could, in theory, go in and edit anything that he wanted to on that server, including chat logs, message logs, and whatever else to, you know, to make things look worse for Ross Ulbricht or whatever. So basically what you're pointing
out... Maybe throw an assassination attempt in there?
Exactly. And so what you're pointing out here, Michael, is that you know, these guys, whatever evidence they were... whatever evidence they had a hand in producing should be thrown out.
Exactly. And he should at that point get a chance to have an appeal or something to get out.
Well, he is appealing.
He's already been...
Ross is appealing. You know those gears of justice turn super slowly. So eventually I expect you'll hear an argument about this at the appeals hearing, and this might be a reason to, at the very least, overturn the decision in the case and schedule a retrial. Because you know they're not just going to let this go, right? Like, they're going to, even if they get overturned, this is going to come back and they're going to try him again, and they'll see if they can get him the second time. Hey, Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to support Ross Ulbricht, his family does need help, and you can, because apparently hiring attorneys for federal criminal drug cases like this are fairly expensive.
FreeRoss.org.
FreeRoss.org, that's right. And you can give via Bitcoin, PayPal. I believe they'll take you a check if you know, whatever you've got. I'm sure they'll do their best to accept it. FreeRoss.org. I know they wanted to raise a few hundred thousand dollars, several hundred thousand dollars. They've raised like $300,000. They need, you know, another few hundred thousand. So this is not a cheap thing to pay these attorneys. But this is an important case. And actually, the Free State Project recently put out a video with Ross Ulbricht's mom. She was speaking at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. She also spoke at Liberty Forum. So these are two great events that the Free State Project puts on a yearly basis here in New Hampshire to attract people here to kind of check out New Hampshire and the community of activists that we have. Ross's mom, Lynn, was there, and she is a Free State Project participant. She signed up for the Free State Project, I think, over a year ago. It was actually, I think, at the last Porcupine Freedom Festival that she signed up for that. So, and I know that if Ross could join us, he certainly would do so. But unfortunately, he's behind bars. And we've yet to actually hear what's going to happen to his cohorts. That's still up in the air. The sentencing for Andrew Michael Jones doesn't take place until October. And Andrew Jones was one of the administrators. He was known as Libertas, if I'm recalling. Wait, was he Libertas? I think he might have been Libertas. I don't remember exactly. I think he was Libertas. Anyway, one of the top dog admins on the site. They took those guys down, too, and their cases aren't getting as much coverage and publicity.
I wonder if these two agents have anything to do with those cases as well, because
good question.
They might have figured it all, well, we just lost two of our guys, so we need to just slow this down a little bit until we can figure another game plan out.
Yeah, I wonder if that has affected what's going to happen with Andrew Jones's case, because my understanding, he was going to be taking a plea deal. And so I wonder if you can back out of that. Like, whoa, evidence was tainted? Maybe mm-hmm. we don't want to take this mm-hmm. plea deal after all. So if you have heard anything else you want to share with us on those any of those cases, you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Of course, the black market on the Internet continues on unabated. There are now more underground marketplaces than there were during the Silk Road days. There are more listings, I think, now online of drugs and things like that. Than there were previously.
Yeah, prohibition doesn't work. Sorry, guys.
It sure doesn't.
Sorry, people in power.
Yeah, they can keep taking them out. You know, they can keep targeting these sites. And they have. The feds have taken out several sites. And like I said, many of these other guys aren't getting any attention.
I haven't heard them do it in a while, though. They haven't...
It's been a little bit. There was a major takedown where they struck several different sites at once a few months back, several mm-hmm. months ago. But yeah, I haven't heard of anything since then. There have been a couple of sites that have shut down operations, just basically taking the cash or taking the Bitcoin from people and ran. So that's happened. So there are these exit scams, as they're called. Basically, if you're using one of these online websites to buy things, you're essentially taking the risk that the whole thing's going to disappear tomorrow because of the feds or because of an exit scam. There was, to Agora's credit, we did talk about Agora here on Free Talk Live as a possible replacement to the Silk Road, because the Silk Road brand is basically done for. There is a Silk Road 3.0, but if you think that that's a safe website to use, then you weren't paying attention to Silk Road 1 and 2. Silk Road 2.0 was launched with a federal agent as one of the administrators from day number one. So the Silk Road 3.0 really isn't doing very well at all, but Agora Marketplace had been the top dog for a long time. Basically, ever since Silk Road was taken down, Agora rose to prominence. And just within the last couple of weeks, there was actually a headline a few days ago. Agora put up a notice on their website saying that, withdraw your funds now, we're shutting the site down. So, unlike a lot of other sites that have just closed up shop and taken the Bitcoin with them, these guys actually gave their customers and their sellers a chance to withdraw their Bitcoin from the site. And I don't know if the site's still up or not, but that was the headline the other day. And so if you've got money in Agora, you might want to check that. So there's more coming up. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.